Be honest with me. Do you think God listens when you pray? I've had friends tell me they sometimes don't think their prayers make it past the ceiling, or they're just frustrated because they're not getting what they're asking for. When our hearts feel distant from God, it's easy to feel like He's not listening. But I want you to know right now, God hears you, He knows you, He sees right where you are, and He loves you. He is listening. He cares about what you're facing and longs for your heart to turn to His. 1 Peter 3:12 tells us, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayer." I love that. The eyes of the Lord are on me. That gives me peace and confidence when I pray. But let's examine a bit deeper how we talk to God. Think about the last time you prayed. Did it center around something you want? Did it sound more like a Christmas list? This time of year is full of wants. I want this and I want that. We watch the holiday favorite, A Christmas Story, and all little Ralphie's heart desires for Christmas is a Red Ryder BB gun. He asks for it over and over. He asks his parents, he writes a theme for his teacher, he asks Santa, and every time he does, he is met with the same response. You'll shoot your eye out. But does he end up getting that BB gun? Yes, he does. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? Sometimes. What I love about that movie is the dad was listening, and he knew all along he wanted to get Ralphie the desire of his heart. And the moment Ralphie discovers it and finds it behind the Christmas tree is priceless. James 5:16 tells us the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Prayer works. But here's the thing we must ask ourselves. Where is our heart and what is our motive in the asking when it comes to how we talk to God or what we ask for? You can have a heart full of requests, needs, and wants and pray all day long. But if you don't have a relationship with God through Jesus, there's a break in the communication that can only be restored through repentance and faith in Him. But even for the believer, how often do we come to the place where we feel like God is not listening because we are not getting what we want? I asked and asked God for this thing, but He is not listening. Maybe it's time to look a bit closer at your heart and the motive behind the request. As always, Jesus gives us the best example, Matthew 6:9. "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Does Jesus ask for the latest iPhone? No, He doesn't. Sure, He asks for daily bread, forgiveness, guidance, and protection, but not once is His focus on anything other than God's will. As you follow the life of Jesus through the pages of Scripture, He doesn't ask a thing outside of the will of the Father. You'll discover as you move closer to God, your desires begin falling in line with what He desires, and your asks become more and more centered around the words, "Your will be done." In that place is where we see God move and feel His presence and see His goodness in our life. And it's bigger than any Christmas wish. In fact, it's more than you could ever ask for or imagine. That's the truth. Don't question the character of God or ever think He isn't listening if the desired answer to your prayer hasn't come. Look a little closer at the motive of your heart, your relationship with God, and remember the prayer and heart of Jesus. "Father, your will be done." From the manger to the cross, that was His prayer. May it be ours as well. I'm Lori Klein.